Good evening, Abosai. I don't know how come I remember this tonight, but I remembered something interesting which I heard from two very great Talmidei Chachamim. And they both asked the following question. How come that the Mishneh Berurah is so incredibly decisive? How come that it's unbelievable, the success of the Mishneh Berurah, the Sefer Mishneh Berurah is unprecedented. No other Sefer, I think it's true to say, has been written. It's been incredibly accepted. Chaznish says, and Chaznish writes that the last Sefer, which has got a kind of Ruach HaKodesh, like that we pass can like his words at all times, is the Mishneh Berurah. So, and there's others who tried. I've got at home a Sefer, which was written just in the same year as the Mishneh Berurah. Nobody opens it up. Same idea, same agenda, same goal, to make a clear summary of all the halachas with the poskim's additional points. And nobody looks at the Sefer. It's out of print already for many years, and nobody looks at it. The Mishneh Berurah somehow managed that everybody, whether you are Litvish, like the Mishneh Berurah himself, whether you are Yekish, like some of its learners, whether you are Sfadi, whether you are Chassidish, whatever you are, the Mishneh Berurah is always the final machia. How did he pull it off? What is his secret? So, of course, it's an extraordinary Sefer, but there must be something that led to all this. So I heard twice from two, in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he explains as follows, that the success of the Chofetz Chaim was the fact that the Mishneh Berurah is already the result of a previous Sefer and a previous agenda which he had before that. We all know the Chofetz Chaim was well known for his very powerful activism and a strong agenda for Shmiras Haloshen, for people not speaking Loshon Hara, for people looking after their tongues, and people making sure not to speak Rechiles and Loshon Hara, and looking at negatively at others around them. He says that was what the Chofetz Chaim worked on so many years. So since he worked so hard on this, the result of that was ultimately the acceptance of the Mishneh Berurah. It's a cause and effect. Since he was so careful about not speaking negatively about others, since he was so careful about machshiv others, and he was so influential in creating a kind of atmosphere that people should look after, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him as a reward, that his Sefer would be generally so beautifully written, so accepted, that everybody just passing like to the Sefer Mishneh Berurah. So it's a cause and effect kind of. So, and that's what, and the emes is that Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in one place, he says in one place, that you can be medayik, the Mishneh Berurah, like you can be medayik a Rishon. I just remember a Levi once. You can be medayik, you know, we know, generally speaking, when it comes to Rishonim, you can be medayik a Rishonim. The way they put it, the phrases, the way Rishonim write things, are very, very Rishonim kemalachim. You can look at Rishonim's wording very carefully. Achronim, however, you can't be medayik to such an extent. Phrase like this, phrase like that, a word like this, well, you can't be medayik to such an extent. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, however, says that you can be medayik the Mishneh Berurah like you medayik Rishon, because he was so careful with his language. His language was so pure, his words were so pure, that he had just said the Shema, that every word that he says can be medayik like a Rishon. So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. I don't know why I thought of this today, but I just did. So I thought I might as well share it. Pardon, because? Beginning of this week's parasha as well. That's probably what made me think of it, yeah. It just said, because we just don't stop talking. It's the reality. We just don't stop dashing about others, about this, and about that. If we just keep our mouth shut a little bit, that would be a great, great toilet indeed. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay, Abu Yisai, more halachas tonight. This week, we're going to be learning a bit more about Hilchas Ta'anisim, but we'll be touching on other halachas. We'll be talking a little bit about slichas this week, maybe even tonight. We'll be talking about some interesting question mark about what we do on Simchas Torah. There's a bit more about the way we daven on Tanis, all the Tanisim. There's a general halachas about it. We might even get towards the end of this week about te'im of rechitza, if you can wash your mouth on the Tanisim, any of the Tanisim, which includes also brushing teeth. Which fast is you allowed to brush your teeth, which one's not. That will be all discussed this week. So let's get started. Page 80. Simon Tovkuf Samach Gimel. And this is a slightly, perhaps, if I may say, misleading. Let's see. So page Simon Tovkuf Samach Gimel. Dimishiril Bilibol is Anois. Generally speaking, we say, Dvorim Shebelev, Enam Dvorim. If you think about doing something, that's not good enough. You thought, your decision of doing something, generally, that's not considered as if you've done it, right? If I want to give tzedakah, and I think about giving tzedakah, it's very nice, but you know, the poor man still can't put bread on his table just because I wanted to give tzedakah. It's about dvorim shebelev.
I'm going to give X amount to this particular cause.
Yeah, it's a shayla of neder a little bit, but generally speaking, dvorim shebelev and dvorim. But let's see what goes on over here. Somebody decides in his heart, not during mincha time, I'm going to fast tomorrow. So somebody just realized he'd done a bad, he just transgressed an halacha, and he said, I'm going to sort this out, and the way I'm going to sort it out is by fasting tomorrow. But he only thought of it, he didn't verbalize it. And he wasn't during Shas Mincha. Loi have a Kabbalah. This is considered, it's not considered an acceptance. It doesn't count. Toloyodif mehoitzi befiv leisanis limocha. He's not, can't be better if somebody actually verbalizes this. He can't be better than somebody who actually verbalizes, which is not during mincha time. If somebody verbalizes it and it's not mincha time, it also wouldn't be a pure acceptance, says Shulchan Aruch. So certainly, if somebody just thinks about it, that's not good enough. A person has to verbalize the text, which we discussed already last week, which is printed and published in the Sidurim, which comes from a Gemara. You have to speak. We even said more than that last week, that you have to omit the words which are frequently published of Bli Neda. By the way, the Achronim disagree with the wording of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bay says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that if somebody, he can't be better if somebody who verbalizes it, not during Mincha time, which is also not considered an acceptance. It can't be better if somebody verbalizes it, not during mincha time, which is also not considered an acceptance. What seems to imply that if somebody verbalizes it, and it's not mincha time, it's not considered an acceptance. Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Achronim that it's not true. The Achronim disagree on that. And certainly, I'm not davening mincha, but I'm saying, okay, that's it, this was a bad shir. I'm going to have to fast tomorrow about this. This was really bad. I'm going to have to fast tomorrow about this terrible thing that I have. And I'm going to fast. If I say it and it's not during mincha time, if I verbalize it, do I need to fast tomorrow, yes or no? It wasn't during mincha. Not during mincha. Do I need to fast tomorrow, yes or no? It was verbalized, but not during mincha. Fasting or no fasting required. Is it considered a Kabbalah or no Kabbalah? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to imply that it's not a Kabbalah. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and he says he's certainly considered a Neder. Of course you've got to fast. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah, very good. So the Mishnah Berurah is mechalek in that, but Halach Namai is a person got to fast. Okay, now Simon Tovkuf Samach Dalet, we continue. Din Leil Shlifnei Atainis. Okay. This Shulchan Aruch over here teaches us what if somebody has accepted a fast for tomorrow. When does the fast actually start? When does the fast start? Right, in the morning. What about if a person wakes up in the middle of the night and he wants to have a drink? I know last week we said that for sure it's fine, but let's see this halacha inside. Is it really so poshut? Again, Rabbi, so somebody is mekabel a fast for tomorrow. Good, very good. So we're going to speak about it tonight. What if somebody didn't make it tonight? Can you drink in the middle of the night? If a person says, I'm going to be fasting tomorrow, and it's an accepted good Kabbalah, can you fast? When is that? Can you drink? Does it make a difference in drinking and eating? Yeah, we'll see that in Shulchan Aruch now. Kol tainet she'oichlim be'belailo. Any fast, says Shulchan Aruch, that you eat by night, bein tzibu bein yochid, whether you are fasting a communal fast or a private individual fast, you may eat and drink until it's amud hashachar, which is the formal starting time of your fast. Vehu shelo yishan shinaskva. That's if you didn't sleep. Shinaskva. Havalim yoshan shinaskva. But if you actually had a shinaskva, how should we translate shinaskva? Sleeping of. How should we translate a shinaskva? Sleeping of. How do you translate that?
Established
sleep? No.
No.
Proper sleep? No.
Settled
sleep? So if you had a settled sleep in the night,
deep sleep,
all right? Deep sleep, settled sleep. Now, if you had a proper settled sleep in the night, you may not eat and drink. No. Says the Shulchan Aruch. There's generally an accept. Generally, you're right. Generally, we fast from Alois HaShachar onwards. It's true. However, there is a general understanding that if you go to sleep and you sleep properly, thoroughly, deeply in the night, it's generally understood that you're not going to eat after that again. So if you were to wake up after such a sleep, and it's not Amud HaShachar yet, generally it's understood that you're not going to eat. And therefore, if you do wake up in such a case, you may not eat and you may not drink. Although it's before Amud HaShachar. It's like a general understanding, a consensus. Unless, of course, you made a condition. You made a, how should we call this? A
stipulation.
Clause, a stipulation. That's it. Before I go to sleep, I say, okay, I'm going to sleep now, and hopefully it's going to be a good, proper sleep. But in case I wake up before Amud HaShachar, I still want to eat and drink. By the way, can you eat before Amud HaShachar? Before having davened?
Yes.
It's not as man tefillah. So in principle you can. We learned, Chelik Aleph, probably a few years ago already, we learned Al-Pi Kabbalah when it's not meant to. But certainly Al-Pi Halacha you may. So V'yesh Oimrim, the Gemara however adds the following, V'yesh Oimrim, the B'shtir and Tzorich Tnais. No. You can't speak about drinking, because most people, many people, when they wake up, they're going to drink. Before, say for some in the middle of the night, people may feel thirsty and drink. So the mistama diet of shalotam, generally the consensus of people is shalotam d'shtia chashena v'kilo isna. So that since many people will drink when they wake up before Amud HaShachar, so therefore it's considered a general consensus, universally accepted and globally taken on kind of tznai, that if you wake up before Amud HaShachar, even if you didn't make a condition, you may still drink, although the fast hasn't started. Certainly, if you stipulate it, not only may you allow to drink, you may drink, but you may actually eat as well. Mishnah Berurah says, "If Cotton Hay says to Mistamadai to Derech Ha'Adam Liyos Tzomeach Hashenosoi, the nature of people is to be thirsty after sleeping." Okay. The Mishnah Berurah over here goes into a detail. If a person falls asleep in the middle of a meal, has it ever happened to you, Rabbi Yisai? Did you ever fall asleep in the middle of a meal? He discusses as to whether that's considered a deep sleep or not. Falling asleep in a meal?
Maybe
I don't know. That sounds like an interesting one. He's all busy. Yeah, perhaps. Yeah, but you're not going to fast. So he speaks, he's all busy about what, Mishnah Berurah discusses what happens if a person falls asleep mid-meal. Is that considered Shinas Kva or not? Interesting. Okay. Simon Tovkov Samechai Din Tfilas Aneinu. Talking about Aneinu. Rabbi Yisai, Aneinu. Yochid Oime Aneinu. Yochid, an individual, says, now we're going to talk about Tanas Tzibu, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, when do we say Aneinu? In a Tanas Tzibu. So Tanas Tzibu is like, when is Shavuos HaBetamuz, in how many weeks? It's not far anymore. Shavuos HaBetamuz is in... So Shavuos HaBetamuz or Asar HaBetavas... When do we say Aneinu? So how does it work? You do it differently than us. When do we say Aneinu? When do we say Aneinu? Right, and when do Mincha we say it? Very good. So let's see what's the background of that. Yochid Omer Aneinu b'shem ha'tefillah. Yochid, an individual davening. And Rabbi Yisai, again, we are talking about a Tanis Tzibu, a communal fast. Individual says Aneinu b'shem ha'tefillah in the, he recites in Shem ha'tefillah. Ben Yochid, she kibbel of Tanis, Ben Yochid, the mispalim ha'tzibu, whether in Tanis Tzibu, you're going to say Aneinu in Shemei Tefilu. V'chein, and similarly, Shliach Tzibu, a Shliach Tzibu chazan, Shemisal Tefilu se belachash, who davens his Tefila privately, so before Chazal Shatz, Ki Yochidomi. So Shliach Tzibu Shemisal Tefilu se belachash Ki Yochidomi, who Shemei Tefilu is going to say in Shemei Tefilu. Okay, that's what we do, right? The Shliach Tzibur will say Aneinu in his Kriyat Shema Ne'eseh, like everybody else. The ending of his Bach will be the regular Shema Tefillah ending and not Oine Beis Tzoroh. And don't change the nusach of the bracha. Afiluk shemis ane yochid yema aneinu b'tzom tem ta'aniseinu. And here comes an interesting question. We should probably leave that for the next halacha. Im shoch malo im aneinu. What happens if a person forget aneinu? Rabbi Sai, do you go back or you don't go back? If you forget aneinu, you go back. You don't go back. Don't go back. Im shoch malo im aneinu. If a person forgets to say Aneinu, ein machzir no so you don't go back. Ein le'eltim reishtadi dalet, v'im niska kodim sho'ok raglov, and if you remember before you stepped back, oim rebolechsima lachet filoso, you will still add it at that stage without a brocha. So Rabbi Yisai, if a person forgets the Aneinu and he didn't step back for Yisrael Shalom yet, you're going to add Aneinu then and there. Then and there you add Aneinu, but you don't make a brocha at the end. Okay, Siv Gimel. Yesh oimim she'niachid oimer aneinu kim b'mincha. Okay, do we say aneinu b'shachis? The individual? We don't. We only say by mincha. Why so? Interesting. Why don't we say aneinu b'shachis? That's it. Very interesting. Let's try to understand this. Shema yachzenu bulmus. Because perhaps you're going to suddenly have a eating, what is that called? If you like break, what? Yeah, like you break down, you have to eat. Like binge.
Relapse.
Binge. Whatever. You can't carry on your fast. So what's the problem? That you're going to break your fast, right? And if you break your fast, then what? You're going to be like a shakan, like a liar. Why are you a liar? What did you say? Aneinu b'yom samtani sen Hashem, listen to us from the day of our fast. Why is that a liar? All you did is you're tabbing to Hashem. Why are you a liar? Why are you a liar?
Because it's not his
fast. That's right.
It's not.
Very good. So what the Shulchan Aruch means, I'm going to get to your question in a minute. What Shulchan Aruch means is, how can you say Aneinu Hashem Aneinu b'yoyim tzoyim taniseinu? Taniseinu, you're not taniseinu, you're not fasting. Others are fasting. If it be yoyim atanes, it's something else, but you're saying toyim taniseinu. So we're concerned about that. We're really concerned. So by shachis, there are so many that might drop out of the fast. I find that very interesting, I both say. I'm really struggling to understand that. We are so concerned that people may drop out of the fast because they're going to have a bulmus, binge, they're going to collapse, wanting to eat desperately their schnitzel. They can't cope anymore. So we're going to say, you know what? We'll get into all the Eden. All the Jews in the world will not say Aneinu by Shachit. Why? Because there are some out there that are going to break their fast. And they are going to say, Aneinu b'yoyim tzoyim ta'ani seinu, and they won't be fasting. It looks like they're lying. Ta'ani seinu. Fascinating. It's a plea, mamash a plea. First, and then the carry look at this more than that. I will shliach tzibu oimroi. Come with but the chazni can go get on with it. Come with tefillah shachiz, or tefillah shachiz. Kshum is bal bekol rom. Why are we not worried about the shliach tzibu? What about the chazn? Kshum is bal bekol rom. Sheyev shelo is anu ktsas me'akol, because he's talking on behalf of the kehila, right? And in the kehila, there's for sure going to be someone going to fast. So he's all right. He's not talking about himself. Yom Tzom Ta'ani Seinu for the Chazan is okay. Look, wording, because he's talking about after Tzibu. Some of them are sure going to fast. Hevayah Matzoyim Ois Migatz for the four Ta'anis. In Gama Yochid Oimu Bekol Tfiloisav. Yochid can say, in any way Tfilid Afilu Yach Zinu Bulmus. For Yochal Shaykh Shapir Lameyma Yaneinu B'yom Tzom Ha'Tanis Hazeh. Kevin Shetik Nechomilis Anus Boy. But when it comes to the four Ta'anisim, even the four Ta'anisim says Shulchan Aruch, we can still say Aneinu because that's a takana already, and that's what about the Asfadim. That's really what our brothers the Asfadim probably do. They say Aneinu the Ramah ever says V'noar Gush B'chol Atzoyim Shlo Le'om Ki B'Mincha. The Ramah says no. Hold on a sec. By Mincha that's all right. By Shach is not. Midvad Shliach Tzibu Shoyim Shach is Kimisval B'Kol Rom. Shliach Tzibu we can say Aneinu in the morning as well, because again he represents the old Tzibu. Haboy Sa, it's very hard to understand. I'm really struggling with this. So again, according to us Ashkenazim, what's going on? We don't say Aneinu by Shach is why? Because we may not make it. The Shliach Tzibu may say it because of the Kehila that's for sure going to make it. By Mincha, however, we can say Aneinu because what? Mincha, we can all say it because what?
We're nearly there.
We're nearly there? Is that what it is? By Mincha, we can all say Aneinu. What? Well, because you made three quarters of the fast, you're going to make it. I don't know, but if we're worried about it, about Nimtza Shaken, I don't know, I'm struggling with this. I'll tell you what else I'm still just, well, is anything else bothering you with this halacha?
Even if the Yachid says it, it's going to be off originally anyway. It's Tani Seinu, it's still Tani Seinu, even if he doesn't.
Exactly, yeah. Yom Tzom Ta'ani Seinu. Who said Yom Tzom? That's what you mean. Who says Yom Tzom Ta'ani Seinu means about me specifically? It is a fast day. Like you understand that Yom Ta'ani says that you can say it's a fast day, right? So you can also Yom Tzom Ta'ani Seinu. It's our fast. And if you don't like that word, and if that's grammatically incorrect, you can't say Yom Tzom Ta'ani Seinu if you're not fasting. Then why did Chazal in the first place say that loshen? So make a wording. And Shkinesak Dorashiv said, Yom Tzom Ta'ani Seinu, like this, everybody can say Aneinu. And you won't be bothered about it. And Stamazoy, this chashash of Shema Yechzenu Bulmus, how likely is it somebody's going to, how in percentage? Let's do some statistics.
Maybe it's not that someone's going to start a binge. Maybe it's Lechat Chila, they're not going to be fasting. Because these four fasts are more, there's more kudas in these four fasts.
Sure there is.
So if maybe Lechat Chila, the person's not going to be fasting.
So he shouldn't say Aneinu. So let him say, gentlemen, Reb Yid, very nice. We love you very much, but you're not going to say Aneinu. But what's got to do with me? I plan to fast, and I, Beis Hashem, I will manage.
It's like, look, you don't want to do one or two, don't. Others.
It's not, it's about the ones who fast can say, the ones who can't fast can't say. I'm really struggling with this. Pardon?
At this point, he's not a shotgun yet, because he's trying to fast.
That's also true. Why? That's very true as well. That's another very good kasha. It's a very true kasha. Why do you say Nimtza Shaken? If I say I plan to go to Manchester today, and I'm going to Manchester today, you know what? If somebody's driving to Manchester, I'm going to Manchester, and then after Cholili's car breaks down, was he a liar by saying he's going to Manchester? He wasn't lying. He's fast until that point. It's a very good question. He's not a liar. He was a Yom Tzom Ta'anis up to that stage. So there's really a lot of questions on this halacha. I'm really struggling with it. Lemaisa Rabbi said, that's what we do. So we don't say Aneinu We don't say Aneinu in the morning at all. As Ashkenazim, we don't say Aneinu at all in the morning, besides the Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur says on behalf of everybody. It's a shame in a way, because we're fasting and we want to say something. We can't even say anything. And Shliach to Shliach Tzibur, he says Aneinu on behalf of everybody. Yom HaTana says that. And when it comes to Mincha, then we're already quite comfortably assuming we're going to make it for the fast, and you can say Yom Tzum Matanis. It is interesting, because I want to just, you know, you should never build your knowledge on stories. Never, never build your knowledge on stories. But there are some stories which are very interesting. They say that, in Brisk, they are very machmir on fasting, right? So they say that Brisk and Briskrov, they're all very... They say that certain colors at times with regards to fasting. And the story goes that, I don't know if the story goes back to the Chaim Briskov to the Briskov, I'm not sure. But I want, they said that there was one person that went to the Briskov, and he wanted, so the story goes, you heard the story, that he said he's not fasting well, it was a Tisha B'Av or something, and he asked for to if he can drink, he break his fast, and he says, no. He was like, you'll be alright. Look, you don't look so ill. It'll be alright. I think you should carry on fasting. And then he came back an hour later. You think you are fine. You can. Until he came like 20 minutes before the end of the fast. And then he told him, listen, if you fast until now, then, you can probably make another 20 minutes. You can drink something, 20 minutes. And those 20 minutes, the guy collapsed. And he needed Atzala and whatever it is, the equivalent of Atzala, and it was all thing. And since then, they were very machmis. It's just because somebody looks like his well doesn't necessarily mean it. So, ever asked to break a fast, there's that kind of assumption that if somebody asks if you should fast or not, you know, you better look after him. So, I'm just saying what I'm learning from this in this context now here is, what do you mean by mincha? You can say aneinu just because by mincha. What do you mean? Plenty of people have broken their fast after mincha. What does that mean? Because you've done mincha, does that mean? I'm saying Yom Tzum Tanis.
Maybe
it's
like I said before that in many Vedas the minute is to daven
early
together.
Yeah.
So it's quite near the end. They're not daven enough in the
boat. Okay, but I don't know, I'm not so sure about that. I really am not quite sure. Rabbi said we've learned this evening lots of halachas. We learned about thinking in your heart is nothing. Don't think in your heart. But if you do think in your heart you're going to fast tomorrow, it's not relevant. We also learned that if a person goes to sleep, and it's a deep sleep, when he wakes up, it's before Alois. Yeah, of course the fasting starts by Alois. But if he wakes up before Alois, he can still drink. In terms of eating, it depends if you made a precondition. He stipulated yes or no. If he didn't stipulate, don't eat after waking up before Alois. With regards to Aneinu, we said that Aneinu is recited in the Taz Tzibur, and the way the Ramah paskens is as follows. You may say Aneinu and as a Yochid, by Mincha, not by Shachis. By Shachis, we are concerned maybe you're going to break your fast. With regards to the Shliach Tzibur, he says Aneinu by Shachis, saying the words Yom Tzum Tani, saying it's certainly by Mincha with a specially designated bracha. These were the halachas we covered this evening. More to follow tomorrow evening at Tzah Hashem. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.